This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a Tuesday morning in Philadelphia, home, the epicenter of American sports. Do you realize even the Flyers won last night, Jonesy?
I realize it. We're back, baby.
Everybody contributed to our joy today, with one notable exception, your Philadelphia 76ers. And in a roster change today, Al out because he was doing the hockey last night on a regional sports network. In is Mr. John Johnson. And he took me aside, Jonesy, before the show. He said, if you would allow me, please, I'm going to need a few minutes today to talk about those Sixers led by the impeccable Doc Rivers.
Oh, my.
Coming up later in the show.
Just let me know when.
It's an American takedown. Johnson takes down the doctor. But we got a ton of stuff to do today. In fact, we got a star-studded list of our guests. We've got great stuff to talk about. Ross Tucker will be out at 7 to talk about an unbelievable slight by the worldwide leader in sports toward our Eagles will not be tolerated. Secondly, 7:30, Ben Davis is on, because if you missed it, the Phillies acquired a new player, Trey Turner, and they got him for a bargain. They got him for a mere 11 years. $300 million, Jonesy.
Yeah?
11 years.
It's a hell of a player.
He is a hell of a player. It's a great move by them. They are all in. 8 o'clock, we will go to a man whose career is reaching new heights at fewest snaps. He is rated among the best players on defense in the NFL per snap, because he's only getting about half the snaps now as he reaches 34, the legend himself, Brandon Graham. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
nice.
9 o'clock. There is nobody who better chronicles the ups and downs of our sports world than columnist Mike Sielski of The Inquirer. And at 9:30, we're going to take a trip down to San Diego, California. We're going to have an In-N-Out burger, no fries, and we're going to talk to Todd Zielecki, who's at the MLB owners' meetings, about what else is going on with your Sixers. That's a show right there, peeps. And we're going to start it with excitement, because the Philadelphia Phillies, I believe, spurred on by two things. One is their great run at the end of the season.
I had something to do with it.
Oh, it had a lot to do with it, because they took a city that was sleeping on baseball and woke them up. And boy, did they wake them up. And now they woke them up again yesterday with the best shortstop available as a free agent, Trey Turner, 29 years old. He will be here till he's 40.
Yes.
Who cares about that?
All right, well, Joe, I got to tell you why I care about it. It's a terrible reaction. It's never happened to me in my life, but I have been following sports for many years. Mm-hmm. And it's maudlin. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you.
No, you're not going to ruin the moment, are you?
When I heard, it's just a personal aside, Rhea, when I heard that Trey Turner had signed for 11 years, I realized I will probably be dead by the back end of that contract.
No, you will not.
Wait.
Never happened before, but the odds will tell you a goofy man at my height will not be here at 40.
You
for
keep
him.
You keep talking like that. Yeah. I can make it happen sooner.
I think you
Matt,
might.
Matt Klentak called. Actually, he said analytically, you're correct.
All right. Well, I'm, don't you
happy.
Stop it. Oh, analytics are my crosshairs. That ESPN or what they did to our Eagles is disgraceful, and we're taking them down later in this hour. But I want you to, before we go any further, something great has happened here, and I want to give everybody a chance. I have received a number of emails over the past couple of weeks. People are trying to, gather up the right gifts for their kids or people that love the Eagles, and they have encountered a problem. And here's the problem. Jalen Hurts got so good so fast this year that people ran out and bought lots of his jerseys. In fact, they wiped clean.
Oh, there's a shortage
the
again?
The supply of the black Jalen Hurts jersey.
Oh, I know that. I had a friend
the
who
green
was trying to
one,
get one.
You can get the green one, so it's not a crisis. Yeah. You can still get a great Jalen Hurts jersey. But we got a black one. We, Rhea, we had one.
I know. I had a friend who was trying to get one. It took a couple weeks
I've
for him
been
to get
trying
one.
To get one for my son. I can't get one.
And we're giving it away on this show today. And our other prize, I can't say second prize because you might want the other one more. Bryce Harper jersey.
Nice.
Because I'm going to tell you what Bryce Harper did yesterday. He signed Trey Turner.
You mean assistant GM?
Yeah. No, I believe Dave Dombrowski's assistant GM.
Yes.
When Bryce wants something, they got it. But anyway, you want to win either of those two. I also got a Visa gift card, a pair of tickets to... Tidal Wave Music Festival featuring Thomas Rhett, Jason Aldean. That's a great show, too. That's all coming up. Four great prizes today. Here's how you win. All you got to do, in honor of the passing, the surprise and sad passing of Kirstie Alley.
I was shocked by that
was
when Wechter told
a
me.
A brilliant performer on Cheers.
Yeah, she was.
A great reality TV person. She passed away at 71 last night. And we are looking for funny women because there is a whole debate going on that some women are not funny. Women are hilarious.
Yes.
All right. I know this because when I was a little kid, you know who I love watching? Somebody
Lucy?
Named Lucille
yeah.
Ball. I love Lucy.
Great show.
You want to tell me women are not funny? You're stupid. How's that?
Yeah.
You're stupid. Because they're
you,
very
Johnson.
Funny.
What?
They're hilarious.
Stupid, Johnson.
And I want you to name me a funny person. And the judge today, she doesn't even know it yet, but I mean, come on. Her father's one of the funniest people I ever know. Ava Graham will decide the funny women today.
Because
Ava in her own way is funny, and she could have done that too. And I actually have a sample. I have a sample of Kirstie Alley. Here's a little Kirstie.
I only thank God I didn't have to wait as long as 10.
All right. Okay. I think you needed the context for that, but it's anyway, so that's how we're going to give our prize away. Jump on board, and needless to say, there's going to be some joy for Trey Turner. So here's the way I would like to start our conversation with Trey Turner. I could go through all the pluses for adding him to a roster that was already on the World Series, but I'm exhausted. Normally, I wait till Wednesday to get tired, but I got tired early this week. So I'm going to defer here to a big fan of the St. Louis Cardinals. His name is John Hamm.
Mm-hmm.
Mad
yes.
Men. He's,
yeah,
not
he's very much into St. Louis sports.
The way I hear the story, the Cardinals were hoping to get Trey Turner. So John Hamm, who's a big Cardinals fan, put together a hype video of how much they love Trey Turner. And when we heard it, Joe Wechter filed this, and we heard it, we went, well, that kind of covers the whole deal. Let's just play it. So here is the hype video actor John Hamm did about the newest Philly, Trey Turner.
Trey Vance Turner. A true superstar in today's game. This guy does it all. He can run. He can throw. He plays elite shortstop. He hits. He hits for power. Trey Turner makes the game of baseball more fun to watch. He's who you pay to watch play. Every sport has those types of stars. The greatest athletes of all time, they have their own style, their own substance. I think we all know Trey's. It's the smoothness of his game. It looks effortless, but it's actually just efficient athleticism. These are qualities that will age like fine wine. Think Jerry Rice, Steph Curry. These types of athletes and body types combine to form durability and longevity. Beyond the historic numbers and highlights, most importantly, this guy is a winner. He's been a world champion and been to the postseason 5 times in 7 years. He's a leader. He brings it every single day.
I would like to thank John Hamm for doing a lot of our work for us. Rhea, whenever people say, what's he got going on, I think I'll just play that.
You got a lot going on, John.
I'm going to believe, though, that John Hamm, when he recorded that, did not anticipate that Philadelphia would be running it the day after we got Trey Turner, but it worked out pretty well. And then you know who we go to, Johnson? You know who we go to of all the different people? This guy, much like our own Al Borghetti, is in the Hall of Fame, in the Baseball Hall of Fame, Philadelphia's own Jason Stark. He was on Major League Baseball Network last night, and he's basically saying this couldn't fit better. Listen.
When you think about where the Phillies are and where the game is, Trey Turner feels like the perfect fit for the Phillies. They need the offense because Bryce Harper's out for, who knows, 2 months, 3 months. They need athleticism in the middle infield. It's never been more important with no shift. And then the ability to run is going to be a huge thing.
It's real. It's if ever you're going to spend $300 million, I guess that's the guy you want to spend it on, right?
It made the most sense.
Yeah.
It's like the most sensible decision they could have made.
But I'll be honest, yesterday I didn't think they were getting him because he had met twice with the Padres.
That was a weird meeting,
when you
do the second
meeting, it's usually nailing down the deal.
But did it make sense for the Padres?
Well, the thing that didn't make sense, and this is one of the things I love about Turner, you very rarely hear this, he prefers the East Coast to the West Coast.
Because his wife is from Jersey?
Whatever it is, it's not usual. Normally people want to go to the West Coast, especially baseball players, because you can play there all year if you want.
Yeah.
But no, he wanted to come here. And needless to say, do I even have to say this? He was a teammate of Bryce Harper.
All you got to say.
And he got an $11 million deal 3 years after Harper got a $13 million deal. And there's no opt-outs and there's no trade.
Yeah.
He's here till he's 40.
And if Harper's not here, he's not here.
Well, maybe. I know that. You know the way that works.
That's how it is.
Well, whatever it is, Harper got Turner.
Yes, he did.
When you signed Harper 3 or 4 years ago, you also were in the process of getting Trey Turner.
I don't think anybody realizes how big a deal 11 years is.
It gives
them so much flexibility as opposed to that 5 or 6 year deal.
They spread it out more.
Right. Now, it allows them to bring more players in.
But when he's 37,
who the hell cares?
240,
no. Stop.
I won't care. I'll be dead.
If they win a World Series in the next 3 years, nobody's going to care.
No, believe me, I'm at the point now where, seriously, if it's not this year, I have no interest.
You will roll over in your grave, mister.
You know what? If there's a parade after I'm gone, understand I'm rolling.
Correct.
And it's the only time that's more movement than I normally do alive.
Yes, it is.
215-592-9494. Share your joy on Trey Turner. I got a lot more on him. I got his catcher on the Dodgers. There's one question that I am trying to figure out. The Dodgers have so much money. They have no interest in the luxury tax. They don't care. They did let the Phillies outbid him and take him. And I don't have a good answer as to why they let him go.
Maybe because they knew he didn't want to be there?
Well, that's as good an answer as I could come up with. They said, you know, he preferred to be on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. We got him for a year
Doesn't
plus.
Doesn't everyone?
You know what, Rhea? Not really. But he does. And
I got news for you. The Phillies are a destination now.
They are now. Players
want to play in Philadelphia.
Because
they watched last year in the playoffs.
Yeah. They saw the
come
playoffs.
Back to life.
They watched Citizens Bank
playoffs.
Park.
Yeah, and Harper's here.
Sam Fault, the general manager of the team, said that in negotiations with all the free agents, you, the fans, have been a factor.
Yep.
Because they said that when they were watching the playoffs, they could literally feel the TV shake with the amount of noise you created. So fans out there, take a bow yourself today. You helped to bring Trey Turner to Philadelphia.
They did.
Great job by you too. Sonny's going to kick us off today. Hi, Sonny.
Hey, what's up, Angelo?
What are you doing, Sonny? Wow, we got Trey Turner and the Eagles are 11-1. Pinch me.
I got a song for you.
You got a song for me?
Yes.
They love it like a baseball game, so.
All right, Sonny, hold out a minute. Now, I don't have a great sell here, and I'm a little concerned because are you a singer?
Yes, I did that Love Is Like a Go Phillies Go song for the Eagle. I mean, for the Phillies.
All right. And now you have an Eagle song about their 11-1 season?
Yep, for the 11-1 season.
But, Sonny, if you're ready, I'm ready. I would love to hear this song. Let's hear
ready
it all.
Right now, here it goes. And it's a spinoff of the Tramps Disco Inferno, because you know I played with Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
I love that song, Sonny. Sonny, that's a great song. Sonny was part of Melvin and the... whatever. Okay. Go ahead, Sonny. I want to hear this.
But here's...
Take your time, Sonny.
His brother is Betty Clark. And we're coming with this song for the Eagles. And I'm ready for the intro, because here it comes. Get ready, get into it. Here it comes. Fly, you can fly.
All right, Sonny, listen. Sonny, stop. Oh, we can't hear it well.
He's not Sonny. Listening.
Let him go.
All right, hold on, Sonny.
The Eagles didn't lose, y'all. They burning up the turf. They never than one. Rising to the top, y'all.
I can't stop
them. So entertaining when the eagle started to pump.
All right, Sonny, stop. All right, listen, Sonny. Sonny, stop. Listen. This is awesome, but we're not hearing it right because of the phone. I need you to come in and do it live in the studio. Would you do that?
Yes, I will. When should I be there?
I'm here Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays. And
I'll be there Thursday at what time?
All right, Thursday at 6. Would
six
you do that
morning?
Thursday at 6? 6 in the morning, Sonny, would you do that?
Yes, I will. I'll be there at 6.
All right, listen, stay online. Ava's got to get your number, and we'll make the arrangements for you to come up here. Sonny, I want to hear that whole thing. That sounded great. You're a terrific singer. I want to hear the whole thing. You and Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. I want to hear it.
I played guitar for them. My father was with Ray Charles.
Bring the guitar, Sonny. We'll do the guitar with that.
Okay.
All right, stay online, Ava. Talk to him.
Kind of liked it. I want to hear it.
I want to hear it live. Rhea, that was... Let me explain to you what was going on behind the scenes. First of all, Joe Wechter in there, totally busting a groove. And Rhea Hughes, who never engages, she was bobbing her head.
I liked it.
That was a head bob.
I saw that.
Keith Jones, not a lover of music, slight movement in the left toe.
Excuse me.
That's what I saw.
I was shaking a leg.
215. It may be a tremor. I'm not sure. 215-592-9494. When we return... I need a moment to thank Tom Brady. Something happened last night.
What a finish.
That was great.